88.4. Alex.
YCBS, your international youth radio.
Hello to everyone. You listen to a program of YCBS, Youth Connected by Sounds, on Alex. My name is Ksenia Manchak, and with me at another microphone is my colleague Tobias Dusterdy. As always, our program is in English and German. And as YCBS is very international, later we will add a little bit of French language with our new trainee, Pauline Starenberg. Today our topic are ecology, fair trade, and literature. At the first view, the topics are different, but there is a connection between them. And the book, which we will represent today, is about ecology, therefore it would be not hard to switch between the topics. We have in our studio today two guests. The first 30 minutes, we will talk in English with our first guest from Bulgaria, very well-known author and journalist there, Svetlana Dicheva. And the rest of our program and our show, we are going to talk about fair trade topic. And here we will have the interview with Alexander Fischbach, who was involved in the fair trade. And here I pass the microphone to my colleague Tobias Dusterdy.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, ich begrüße euch auch zu unserem Live-Programm von YCBS auf Radio Alex 88.4. Ich werde auf Deutsch moderieren, Xenia auf Englisch. Themen unserer heutigen Sendung sind Ökologie, Fairtrade und Literatur. Diese Themen hören sich erst einmal unterschiedlich an, aber dennoch umschreiben sie genau den Inhalt unserer heutigen Sendung. Denn wir wollen heute unter anderem euch einen Roman vorstellen, der von Umwelt- und Tierschutz handelt. Unser erster Gast heute ist die Autorin und Journalistin Svetlana Dicheva aus Bulgarien. Svetlana Dicheva ist 1960 in der Stadt Plovdiv geboren. Sie war auf einem französischen Gymnasium in Sleven und hat später Journalismus mit dem Profil Radio an der Universität St. Clement Ochrinsky studiert. Mehr als 20 Jahre arbeitet sie für das Programm Horizont des bulgarischen Nationalradios. Unter anderem hat sie auch die Radiosendung Graffiti in the Air, wo jeder, der zu ihr ins Studio kommt, sein eigenes Graffiti als Gedanke hinterlässt, und auch die Sendung Frühstück auf der Wiese in Englisch. Breakfast on the Lawn.
I just want to add in English that in 2000, Svetlana Dicheva published her first book, The Balkan Prophet, which comprises 20 short stories and the short novel Guru and His Teacher. The book was awarded the prize of the Foundation Bulgarka, which means Bulgarian Woman, for the best book by a woman writer. And it's received favorable reviews from the critics. Her short story Cherry Orchards was included with the three short stories by other Bulgarian authors in the internet publication East of Northeast of the English literary internet magazine, which is called Root Magazine. Svetlana has a close collaboration with YCBS. Mainly, she represents the projects of YCBS in Bulgaria, in Bulgarian national radio station. While YCBS team was two times already guest in Svetlana's radio show, the radio journalist from Sofia is for the first time by us. Today we will speak with Svetlana Dicheva about her work at the radio and her passion for the writing novels.
Thank you.
I remind you that you are listening to a program of YCBS, Youth Connected by Sounds Radio, on Alex. Our guest today is a very well-known author and journalist from Bulgaria, Svetlana Dicheva. And now we are going to have an interview with Svetlana. Svetlana, welcome to Berlin and thanks that you are coming to our studio today. Firstly, I would like to ask you about your job at the radio. You have two radio shows, which are called Graffiti in the Air and another one, Breakfast in the Grass. About what are these programs and these shows? What are the concept of your programs and what is your mainly audience?
I will start with the last program, which is called Graffiti on the Air or in the Air. It is dedicated to the public which is interested mainly in culture. It is broadcast in the evening when most people watch television. But we have a public which is very demanding, which doesn't like so much television and wants to switch to something which is more sophisticated. That's why we decided to do this program dedicated to the people who are interested in culture and who want to know more about books, about the new books, about theater, about music, about art.
How and when did you get started to write and what inspires you to do it?
You know, when I was young, I tried as every young person to write poetry. But I understood that I'm not good at it. I felt that I want to say something, but in a different form. And it was in the form of the prose. And I understood that I'm not mature enough. And when I turned 40, I started writing short stories. And after that, I understood that short stories are very difficult and I want something easier. And the novel is a different form, different area in which I can continue telling stories. And I published one novel after the other. I have three novels still now. And I published a novelette last year. And this year I published a collection of short stories. And I understood that this is something which makes me feel great, which makes me feel the pleasure of writing. I want to convey this idea, the idea of pleasure, of reading to the readers. Some say that writing is a kind of suffering, of pain. Maybe it is so sometimes, but I think differently. It must be pleasure.
Some say that when you read a lot, you are probably like escaping for the real world.
Yes.
Do you agree with this statement?
I agree with it. And when I observe young people, these people read a lot and they read so thick books, it means that they like to escape from the real world and to go to another world where the imagination is prevailing. Mm-hmm. I like imagination. I think that all of us, we must be creative and to create a wonderful world around us in reality using our imagination.
Yeah. Imagination, it's always a way for developing yourself,
yes,
I think.
I agree.
You wrote a book which is called Jurov Mazeto in Deutschland, when wir übersetzen, das Klingflügel im Keller. It has connection to the protest in Bulgaria, again as a running elite. Could you please make a short introduction of it and exactly to tell us what this book is about and how long did it take you to work on it?
It is very funny because it was written before the protest in Bulgaria. I will tell you a very interesting story how the idea was brought about. I was in the small town where my parents live at the railway station and suddenly I saw a dog, a very hungry dog. I went and bought something to eat and brought it to the dog. And I observed how this hungry dog ate up everything suddenly and just observing the dog, I saw the protagonist of my character. And all these animals, they just appeared and they started telling the story which I wrote. It is a story about a small town in Bulgaria where there is so much corruption and poverty and all the people are so, they are hopeless. And it is a story about a ghost. Someone started breaking the windows of the railway station. And everybody starts looking for the culprit. And the people are not able, they are unable to find the culprit. The dogs, the cats, all these animals, they decide to unite and to start looking for this ghost. And as you can guess, the animals are the good ones. They are the common people who are not corrupt, who want freedom, who want a very simple but honest way of life. And they express somehow their protest against the corruption, against all these problems in the small city. And when the protests started in Bulgaria, somehow I understood that it is felt in this novelette as if really the writer is a kind of prophet.
Yeah, it's like you foresee what will happen inside Bulgaria. Yeah,
yes, it is so strange sometimes. That's why I decided that if I am a kind of prophet, I must try to foresee only good things.
That's true. But do you consider yourself like a prophet?
No. Of course, if we are serious, no,
maybe
never.
Maybe it's just woman intuition?
Then? Maybe, sometimes. I think that when we write, people who write, they have some oversensitivity, and maybe they are not prophets, but their protagonists are somehow prophets. That's why I encourage everybody, when he feels the urge to write, to express himself, to do it. Every people has a story to tell, and every story is as interesting as the story of the other person. And we must stop being so demanding and to be silent. Every one of us has to tell his story.